When it comes to weight management, we tend to focus on what we eat, but Noom's approach puts the focus on why we eat. That's a game changer. Noom uses science and personalization to help you manage your weight for the long term. Their psychology-based approach helps build better habits and behaviors that are easier to maintain. The best part? You decide how Noom fits into your life, not the other way around. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com to sign up today.
Welcome to the First Pitch Podcast, brought to you by PitcherList.com, your daily morning podcast, updating you on everything you need to know to win your fantasy baseball league. Here's your host, Brian Entricken.
And welcome back, everybody, to another episode of the First Pitch Podcast, brought to you by PitcherList.com. I'm your host, Brian Entricken, a.k.a. KC Bubba. You can find me on the Twitter at BDEntrick, B-D-E-N-T-R-E-K. Here to recap Thursday's action on the diamond, get you ready for a full-fledged Friday of baseball fun coming your way. So let's talk about some news and notes from Thursday. About 45 minutes to an hour after I uploaded yesterday's episode, big news dropped. We'll talk about it now. Shohei Ohtani, torn UCL, going to get a second opinion on potentially having surgery or not having surgery. Ohtani and the Angels did say he's going to fly with the team to New York to face the Mets this weekend. And the intention is just to have Ohtani DH the rest of the season while they decide what to do with the UCL situation. Ohtani's already had Tommy John surgery once this year. So this is a devastating blow to Ohtani, obviously, to his potential close to $1 billion contract coming his way. But more importantly, it just stinks for baseball. We've seen a unicorn. We've talked about it. I've talked about it, and others have, that appreciate what you're seeing because you're never probably going to see it again. Like, I'm almost 40 years old, and I've never seen anything close to this. And I never thought it was even possible. I was thinking after his first season when he was close to having having a few injury problems, I said, just make him a closer and let him hit every day. Maybe that's what they do. Maybe we get I talked about it on Bubba and the Bloom on Thursday night. Maybe we get a 40-40-40, 40 homer, 40 steal, 40 save season from Ohtani. How crazy awesome would that be? So let's hope for the best. As long as he doesn't have surgery, he can keep hitting, and that'll keep him in the lineup in 2024. If he has surgery, he'll come back earlier, kind of like Bryce Harper did mid-season, to be able to DH, but obviously can't hit right out the gate. So lots of things coming up, second opinions and more, so keep an eye on the Shohei Ohtani news. Most of all, not just for fantasy, just devastating for baseball fans everywhere that this is happening to one of the best things we've ever seen on the baseball diamond. At the same time, overshadowing Mike Trout. Mike Trout, I reported yesterday, did not play in the doubleheader because he was experiencing soreness after his first game back. It's usually kind of understandable being off for so long. Apparently, it was more than soreness as Mike Trout goes back to the IL with his hand injury. I'm assuming he's done for the season unless something crazy happens, because what's the point in rushing him back? So just massive blows for the Angels. You got Ohtani, you got Trout on the IL, Ohtani's injury. You know, Ward's been on the IL. They've had just so many injuries on that team. It's been wild what's taken place there in Anaheim this season. Some other news mentioned Stone Garrett was carted off the field on a stretcher yesterday's episode. Well, he has a fractured fibula, so it is pretty much as bad as we thought it would be. They put him on the 10-day IL. I'd imagine he's out for the season unless something crazy happens. Jeter Downs was recalled by the Nationals. He's had a cup of coffee a couple times this year with the Nats. Nothing too exciting there. Just hope for a speedy recovery for Stone Garrett, who is finally starting to produce against lefties and righties on an everyday basis for the Washington Nationals. The Reds mentioned on yesterday's show they're shaking up the rotation. Hunter Green's getting an extra day off, pitch on Saturday, so on, and Kennedy would pitch on Friday, so on and so forth. Well, they're shaking it up again as Hunter Green's moving back to Friday. Saturday's to be determined, so if you're playing in daily leagues or whatever, Hunter Green is pitching on Friday in Arizona against Brendan Faught. That's a fun one right there, folks. Pedro Avila will make his start Saturday for the San Diego Padres. Would have been Rich Hill's start in the rotation. He's getting skipped as he has been atrocious since coming over to the Padres. Shocker, I guess, but Avila will get the spot this time through. Robert Suarez of the San Diego Padres was ejected from Thursday's game for having too much quote-unquote sticky substance on his arm, according to the umpires. This is where this rule stinks. It's all according to the umpires. Like, some go wash your hands. Some go, it's okay. Some think it's too sticky. And apparently they're sticky enough to have this take place. Suarez was very adamant. And this is the funny part, or not funny, but the interesting part, because We've seen other guys get busted and they kind of get angry, but then they just kind of keep their mouth shut and move on. Suarez was very adamant after the game, saying he uses the same amount of sunscreen, the same sunscreen, all the same stuff he uses every day game this season. Somehow today it was too sticky. So he's going to try to fight this. We haven't seen anybody win this yet. So Suarez is likely facing a 10-game suspension. But it was interesting to hear his side of the story on this one. It was a day game. It was San Diego. It's warm. Sun's out. Sunscreen. We know how sunscreen and rosin make it sticky. It's one of those things like, how do you regulate the situation? Do you tell them you can't wear sunscreen and, oh, now you have a risk of, you know, getting sunburn and the higher risk of skin cancer? Like, what do we do here? It's pretty wild stuff. Kyber Ruiz, he was scratched from before Thursday's game for the Nationals after feeling lightheaded. A bit concerning for Ruiz, who took a foul ball off his face mask on Wednesday night and maybe has some lingering effects, hopefully not concussion symptoms, but definitely something to monitor for you and your bi-weekly like NFBC and other formats this weekend. Ruiz might not be available, which is crazy to think about. Some more Washington Nationals news, and this is some really sad, but, you know, think about the goods here. Steven Strasburg announced his retirement on Thursday. Strasburg was one of the better pitchers in baseball over his time when healthy. That's the big thing, when healthy. Remember when he went to San Diego State, number one draft pick, made his debut, just lit the place on fire with all the strikeouts, one of the best debuts you'll ever see. The Nats shut him down early that year to save his innings, even though they could have had a postseason run. But he did get his postseason run finally when the Nats went and got the job done with Soto and company. So at least he got that. And I saw a cool little thing that since Strasburg was on the IL, he's retiring with an injury. He gets his full contract, which is pretty wild because they owe him a lot of money. And so he's going to get to take that one home, which is pretty cool. But end of an era, another great starting pitcher gone to retirement, gone too early because of injuries. Mason Miller of the Oakland Athletics was transferred to AAA to make his next rehab start. He's made two rehab starts so far. He's gone 3 2/3 innings, 2 earned and 4 Ks. The A's just want to get him back up to doing a couple innings a day, get some more big league innings in him before next season. Looks like if he pitches well enough at AAA in this next rehab start, that Mason Miller will be joining the A's sometime next week. Don't know what that means for fantasy, though. Like I said, it's a couple innings here and there. I'd rather have Kyle Harrison if you're looking at something like that. But keep an eye on that situation with Mason Miller. Alek Manoah, he'll rejoin the Jays AAA team as he passed all the medical tests to see if there is any lingering injuries that might have caused the problems that have been going on with Alek Manoah. He's just going back to AAA to build his arm back up and hopefully get a few starts with the Jays to finish the season. The Reds, they placed Joey Votto on the IL with shoulder discomfort. They're expecting him back in early September, so a minimal stay on the IL. They recalled Nick Senzel, who hit a home run on Thursday night in the top of the eighth right after Merrill Kelly left the game, which Merrill Kelly left after the seventh inning. He was throwing warm-up pitches in the eighth, called out the trainer, and I was watching it. I'm like, oh, he looks like it's a cramp or something. It was. Merrill Kelly was experiencing hamstring cramps, which he has been experiencing off and on throughout the last like couple months, apparently. So hopefully it's nothing too serious yet again. Merrill Kelly was filthy. Talk about him more a little later. The Cubs, we've seen this going back and forth. They're moving Drew Smyly back to the bullpen after a rough go in the starting rotation yet again. They still have not named a starter to take his spot yet, so keep close eye on that situation. All right, Underdog Fantasy, everybody. You want to make some money making picks on MLB games? Then you have to try Underdog Fantasy, the easiest place to play fantasy sports. In Underdog's Pick'em games, you just pick your favorite baseball players and predict whether they will go higher or lower on stats like strikeouts, hits, and more. Pick 2 to 5 players, get all your picks right, and you can win up to 20 times your money in a single night. Be sure to sign up with the promo code PITCHERLIST, all one word, PITCHERLIST, and Underdog will double your first deposit up to $100, so you have some bonus cash to start playing with. We got 15 games on Friday, so there'll be tons of options on the Underdog streets. A couple that I like here, Kyle Tucker over 1.5 total bases. He's swinging it well, goes up against Matt Manning. Bryce Harper is on fire right now, over 1.5 total bases versus Miles Mikolas. And then Lubob, Luis Robert, over 8.5 fantasy points versus the Oakland Athletics, who have Neil opening for Newcomb. So I think Lubob might Newcomb to the bleachers. Again, that's Underdog Fantasy, underdogfantasy.com, or Underdog Fantasy in the App Store. Sign up with promo code PITCHERLIST, all one word, and get your first deposit doubled up to $100. You must be 18 or over and present in a state where Underdog Fantasy operates, 19 or over in Alabama, Nebraska, 21 or over in Massachusetts and Arizona. Terms do apply. If you're concerned with your play, call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit www.ncpgambling.org. In Arizona, call 1-800-NEXT-STEP. In New York, call 1-877-8-HOPE-NY. And in Tennessee, call 1-800-889-9789. All right, some hitting highlights from Thursday. Willier Abreu is really enjoying his debut in the bigs. In his third game called up with the Red Sox, Abreu went 4-for-5 with a double, a home run, 2 runs scored, 4 RBIs, and a walk. The Red Sox went on to win 17-1 in this game, but Abreu is hitting very well. It's safely in 2 or 3 games since getting called up. He's 6-for-12 since joining the Red Sox with 2 doubles and a home run, looking pretty comfortable taking the spot of Jarren Duran while he's on the IL with his toe injury. Shea Langeliers is heating up, folks, in 2-for-4 with 2 home runs, 2 runs scored, and 4 RBIs on Thursday. Since August 11th, Langeliers hit 294, 4 home runs, 4 runs scored, and 7 RBIs. He has hit 4 home runs in his last 4 games. We always knew the bat was there, but he's even been quoted to say, offense is secondary. I'm a catcher. I'm basically here to make sure the pitchers can be their best before my hitting counts for anything, basically. So pretty good stuff there from Langeliers. Then Michael A. Taylor, we see this time and time again. This is why I like him in draft champions type formats, because just back of the baseball card stuff. Taylor went 2-for-3 with 2 home runs, 2 runs scored, and 2 RBIs. That's 2 solo shots, folks, on Thursday. Taylor has a 7-game hitting streak now, where he's hitting 409 with 4 homers, 5 runs scored, 7 RBIs, and a stolen base. Just super productive. If you're playing DFS, cheap value play, been very, very good. Make sure you check out the Daily Batters Box article on pitcherlist.com for more details on the day's top hitters. Some starting pitching highlights from Thursday. Brandon Williamson dealt in Arizona for the Reds. Williamson, 6 shutout innings, 6 hits, 1 walk, 6 Ks. Very, very good, impressive stuff there versus the D-backs. There was 10 whiffs and a 32% CSW for Williamson. Over his last 4 starts, he's thrown 24 innings, allowed 6 earned runs. 3 of those starts, 1 earned run or less. So he's allowed 1 start, he allowed 4 runs. The other 3 starts, he allowed 2 runs. Do the math real quick. And he has 27 strikeouts in those 24 innings pitched. So Williamson is someone to keep your eye on if he's going to stick around this rotation. Could be an interesting streamer from time to time. Kyle Gibson, 8 innings against the Toronto Blue Jays, 3 earned, 6 hits, 1 walk, 6 Ks, and the dub. He had 10 whiffs and a 28% CSW. You know, still has a high 4 ERA on the season. He's has his goods, he has his bads, but more impressively, picked up his 13th win of the season, which is one of the top in the American League. It's just crazy to think about with Kyle Gibson. And I told you we mentioned Merrill Kelly again. I got to mention him. 7 shutout innings, 1 hit, no walks, and 12 strikeouts for Merrill Kelly. Even more impressive, I think. The 12 strikeouts is very, very impressive. But 18 whiffs and a 45% CSW. Bonkers. Bonkers stuff. Kelly has a 2.97 ERA with a 3.69 xFIP on the season with 146 Ks and 136 in the third innings. He's been outstanding. One of the best pitchers in baseball, Merrill Kelly. Make sure to tune into the Plus Pitch podcast with Nick Pollock. Read his daily SP roundup to get caught up on all things starting pitching. Some relief pitching highlights from Thursday. Kyle Finnegan picked up save 23. Pete Fairbanks, 16th. Adbert Alzolay now has 20 saves on the season for the Chicago Cubs. Felix Bautista's 33rd save of the year. Griffin Jacks picked up his 2nd as Johan Duran had the day off. Trevor May picked up his 14th. And Paul Sewald picked up his 28th for the Arizona Diamondbacks. Make sure you read the Daily Reliever Ranks article on pitcherlist.com for more information about all things relief pitching. All right, before we take a look at Friday's action on the diamond, let's take a quick break and hear from our sponsors.
Fads come and go, and nowhere more than in the world of weight loss. That's why Noom has created weight management programs that are made to last. Noom uses science and personalization so you can manage your weight for the long term. Their psychology-based approach helps you build better habits and behaviors that are easier to maintain. And they help you understand the science behind your eating choices and why you have those cravings. Noom's personalized courses are easy to follow and will help grow your confidence with tools you can put into practice on day one. The best part? You decide how Noom fits into your life, not the other way around. And based on a sample of 4,272 Noomers, 98% say Noom helps change their habits and behaviors for good. So stop chasing health trends and join the millions who have lost weight with Noom. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com to sign up for your trial today.
And welcome back to the First Pitch Podcast brought to you by PitcherList.com. I'm your host, Brian Inchkin, a.k.a. KC Bubba. DFS, we got a 12-game main slate starting at 7:05 p.m. Eastern time. And it's a good one. There's some really good pitching, but also a lot of ways to go with bats. looking at pitching, you got Spencer Strider in San Francisco against the lowly Giants. He's expensive, probably worth it on this slate. If not, I like Kota Senga at a reasonable price versus Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim. Senga has been outstanding. Mitch Keller has been sneaky good of late, so don't sleep on him in tournaments versus the Chicago Cubs. And if you want to punt, easy punt, Brandon Pfaadt versus Cincinnati. Pfaadt's been really good in his latest trip from the minor leagues. Hitting side of things, White Sox versus the Neil Newcomb combo of the Oakland Athletics, Baltimore versus Kyle Freeland, Philadelphia versus the struggling Miles Mikolas, and the Mets versus Tyler Anderson. So some fun ways to go there. Plenty of other ways. Like if you want to target, you know, Sonny Gray, or you want to target Dylan Cease, or there's ways to go on the slate. Those are the main looks for me. Some things I'm looking forward to on Friday. Framber Valdez, can he get it figured out? He gets to go into Detroit against the Detroit Tigers, a young Tigers team that's hitting a lot better. Can Framber get it going? It's been ugly for Mr. Valdez. Yankees, Rays starting a fun series this weekend. Gerrit Cole versus Zach Eflin. Really looking forward to that matchup. Should be one to keep an eye on. Yu Darvish versus Brandon Woodruff is another one I'm curious about. Padres, Brewers. Hunter Green versus Brendan Pfaadt, two young guns. Green making his second start since coming off the IL. Brendan Pfaadt, what can we get going? Could keep the good times rolling this time through. And then the nightcap, Spencer Strider, Logan Webb, San Francisco. I'll be hanging out with Nick Pollock and friends at the ballpark. That's what I'm looking forward to the most the entire day. So that's going to be an absolute blast, not to mention seeing Strider and Webb. So that'll be fun as well. But that'll do it, folks. Another episode of the First Pitch Podcast in the books. Another week in the books. Thanks for listening, as always. Jake Crumpler will have you covered over the weekend, so enjoy that. Jake crushes it, as always. But remember, go check out pitcherlist.com, all the free content, written content, podcasts, and more. And then you'll love it, obviously. So go check out PL Plus and PL Pro. Gets you in the Discord. More awesome content. You're at the front of the line for the latest and greatest new developments at pitcherlist.com. So don't miss out on that. PL Plus, PL Pro. Sign up now. That'll do it, folks. I'll be back with you guys on Monday to recap Sunday's action and get you ready for another week of baseball for you. But for now, this was your First Pitch Podcast, Friday, August 25th edition. Hope you all have a great day.
This has been the First Pitch Podcast, brought to you by PitcherList.com. If you enjoyed today's episode, rate us on iTunes, follow us on Twitter at PitcherList, and help support what we do by joining our Discord with PitcherList Plus at PitcherList.com/plus.